Second year in a row, the number of undocumented immigrants who've died along the U.S.-Mexico border has dropped. But in southern Arizona, the country's busiest crossing point, deaths are on the rise. More of those dying are women. One federal study found that women account for more than 25% of those deaths. Claudine LaMonaco of member station KUAT in Tucson went along recently on one woman's search for her missing sister.
The last time Libia Cruz saw her 18-year-old sister, Grecia, Cruz dropped her, her brother-in-law, and an uncle off at the Acapulco airport in Mexico. They were headed to Tijuana with plans to cross the border illegally and join the sister's parents in South Carolina.
They had just gotten married and were going to have a baby. She was 7 months pregnant when they decided to come. You know, it's that dream that life is better here.
That was more than 2 months ago, on June 23rd. Within 3 days, her uncle was dead and her sister disappeared, somewhere in the vast expanse of the Tohono O'odham Indian Reservation in southern Arizona. Cruz, a 27-year-old teacher, has come here to find them. She stands on a mountain 10 miles north of the Mexican border with 8 volunteers from Humane Borders, a local group that normally puts out water in the desert to aid migrants. They gather around a hand-drawn map from Cruz's brother-in-law, who survived the journey. Mike Wilson, a Tohono O'odham Indian, points out across a sea of mesquite trees and cholla cactus and tries to retrace Gracia's steps.
They came across what you can't see behind the little hill is Bomery, the village. They passed a cemetery, they passed a long bridge, and they came, hopefully, to these mountains, and they spent the night here.
Cruz's uncle died that night. The next morning, the smuggler and the rest of the group continued north. Grecia and her husband went east, looking for help. The group climbs down the mountain to search for the uncle's body.
Everybody, keep drinking water. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Keep your nostrils open. Because if you're smelling for death, it's a sweet, pungent smell.
Cruz walks along a sandy wash and drinks from a water bottle to ward off the scorching 101-degree heat. The day her sister crossed, it was 110. Cruz says she had no idea how hot the desert could be or how desolate.
When I saw what it was like here, I was so sorry I let them come. If I had known what it was like, I never would have let them. Never. At least I could have warned them.
The group circles the mountain with no luck. Later in the day, they search for a shed where Grecia and her husband rested after leaving her uncle. Grecia's feet were blistered and she couldn't go on, so her husband left to find help but got lost. After a day and a half, he returned with 2 Border Patrol agents, but Grecia was gone. All they found were her socks. They followed her footprints until they disappeared under a tree. Cruz thinks her sister is still alive.
My aunt talked to a psychic, and she told her that she was still alive, that an old couple had picked her up and still had her.
Mike Wilson and most of the other volunteers don't have much hope.
But I'm out here against all odds. Because if it was my daughter, if it was my wife, if it was my baby, I wouldn't stop. And so you have to do the most you can.
After several hours, the group finds a rundown hay shed and a woman's ankle sock. Cruz calls her brother-in-law in Mexico on a cell phone to find out if it's the right place. He confirms the barbed wire coils, the crumbling wooden fence, and the sock. It's big news for Cruz.
I feel so much better. Now I'm going to go house to house.
On the way back, Maria Ochoa, another volunteer, calls out to Cruz. She's found a tiny pendant of the Virgin of Guadalupe in the sand. The two women hug and start to cry.
He was laying on the ground like that. And I turn it over and it lets me know that she's with us. She's helping us.
For NPR News, I'm Claudine LaMonaco.
Ay, qué bueno. La vamos a encontrar, ¿eh?
Sí, primeramente...